Today we celebrate the feast day of the great doctor of the church, St. Cyril of Alexandria, great father of the church who defended Our Lady's prerogatives as the Mother of God in the face of the Nestorian heresy. St. Cyril of Alexandria professed a true faith in the face of opposition and would not compromise. And in doing so, he defended not only the rights of Our Lady, but the whole doctrine of the church. And hence Our Lady and the Divine Office. Unfortunately, we don't use the antiphon anymore, but there's the old antiphon from the Divine Office that's still found in the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You have destroyed all heresies in the whole world. The person of Our Lady represents the church. Our Lady is the one who God calls to be faithful. God calls to cooperate in his plan, to collaborate with Christ, and through her free and active consent, she becomes the mother of Jesus and his first disciple, his first missionary, and the one who obeys him and loves him and is faithful to him all the way unto the cross. And there at the foot of the cross, she participates with him actively in his offering of the sacrifice. And so when St. Cyril very straightforwardly and simply fought for Our Lady's prerogative to be called Mother of God, he said, I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't call her Mother of God when we call Jesus God and she's his mother, therefore she's Mother of God. But that straightforward and simple defense of Our Lady's prerogative really is a defense of everything that we believe. In today's gospel, our Lord says, you'll know them by their fruits. A good tree doesn't bear bad fruit, and a bad tree doesn't bear good fruit. And, you know, the denial of ultimately our Blessed Mother is a denial of the divinity of Christ, and ultimately a denial of the institution of the church. Those who did deny the divine maternity also did deny the divine, the incarnation and the divine person of Jesus Christ, and they ultimately denied the rights of the church. In fact, their heresy was precisely that. And likewise, among those who today deny the divine maternity, there, among the Protestants, there is a denial of the sacraments, denial of the necessity of baptism, ultimately a denial of the rites of the Holy Father, and the denial of the Eucharist. It's all part of the same fabric. And if we see who Our Lady is, we understand what the Church is, and we understand the importance of participating in what our Lord does, and ultimately the importance of the Eucharist. Think of how many people in the world today who follow Christ, who call themselves Christians, who don't have the opportunity to receive the Eucharist. What a disaster. What a tragedy that so many are deprived of our Lord's real presence in the Eucharist. When from the very beginning, this is what our Lord intended. Our Lord instituted the Eucharist on the night before he died in the holy sacrifice of the Mass because he intended that this be celebrated perpetually, and that his followers have an opportunity to receive him in the Eucharist. So let us turn to Our Lady, the destroyer of all heresies, and renew our devotion to her and our love for her. Let us ask St. Cyril of Alexandria to give us the strength and the courage to fight for her honor and for the truth of Christ and the rights of the Church. In this way we profess the fullness of the truth, and we do what we can to secure ourselves in the Lord's grace and to help others come to know him as he truly desires. Nobody knows him more than Our Lady. Nobody loves him more than Our Lady. And nobody can ever hope to love him more than they can attain by coming to know, to love, to venerate, and to serve the Blessed Mother.